Happy Thursday. It's me, Manuel, Stretch Goose Podcast. It's Thursday. And once again, thank you to all of the subscribers, new and old, for jumping on. If you want to, you know, send me an email at stretchgoose@fontsmedia.com or comment down below of whatever platform you're listening to this on. And just let me know how you're doing. Let me know how I'm doing. You know, I've checked the numbers, got roughly 400 subscribers across all platforms. Just chime in, say hello. By all means, say whatever you want in the comments. Say, hello, it's me. Just wanted to let you know that I'm a listener and you're doing all right. Or, hello, it's me. Just letting you know that I listen occasionally and I think you're a piece of shit. Either one is good for me. I'm okay with either one. If you could, take a few seconds out of your day, if you're on Apple Podcasts, for example, to leave a 5-star review or a 4-star review or a 3-star review, whatever you think I am worth. And if you really like me, write a review in Apple or Spotify that is good, bad, indifferent, however you want to do it. And this is episode 103, so we're flying through here in the new year, and I want to take a moment to let you know that this is, in fact, a part of a network that my brother and I are working on. He's got his political government show called World Ablaze with George Fonts. He is currently doing fairly well with it. Got quite a few downloads. He's got a pretty decent following, and he is doing starting to do guest spots on different shows. He's now going to be on a show called the Deviant Lounge. So, you know, guys, check that out if you want. He's had a few guests on his show. And hats off to him. You know, he's pushing it. And we have a show that we do together called Random Thoughts. And that show is basically whatever's on our mind. It's not a prep show. There's nothing written down. We just go. And sometimes information. Sometimes it's accurate. Sometimes it's inaccurate. It's about a 99.99% opinion show, and we just have fun with it. You know, it's just whatever it is that comes in, it goes right out. You know, whatever's on our minds and whatever's on our hearts, you know, whether it be the political side of the world, or sometimes we get into weird videos that we may have caught on social media, or we talk about a movie we may have seen, or, you know, whatever it is. And there's a couple other ones that are on the network. There is the Lost Tapes and of the Stretch Goose Network / podcast. And that is basically almost 200 episodes that I have done over the years personally as a podcaster. And some of it is good. Some of it is bad. Not all of them land the plane. My brother is also on some of those episodes. I have my son on a few of them as we do sports talk and whatnot. And it's just a thing that, you know, if you guys really want to just check out my personal history, that's pretty much what that block is on the network. I know it's called Fonts Media Network right now. There might be a change to that. We might name it something else. There's still some back and forth on that. The other show is The History Of, which is a show that gets done as time permits. And it's basically it's a little 7, 8, 9 minute podcast about whatever it is that has some kind of history to it. So the little tab that opens your soda can was the last one that came out, and I did one on shoelaces, did one on I did things like that. So it's obscure things. Paperclip was the other one I was thinking of. And so it's just it's a little fun thing that as I have the time, I dive into that. And of course, my brother also has something that he does on X Spaces with another gentleman. His name escapes me, but it's called The Briefing Room. So if you guys want to jump in on that and get a sense of geopolitical things, usually it's during the week, right around noonish Pacific time. And they spend about 25, 30 minutes discussing whatever geopolitical deal is going on. So that's the network that we have. And, so far it's growing. It's doing pretty decent. If downloads is the metric to gauge it off of, we pretty much are barreling towards 500,000 downloads. And that is an accurate number. It's roughly 500,000. And the subscriber base has just hit 2,000 across all. This is the entire network. So it's doing pretty well. And hopefully you guys, as you guys sit through this this little deal and you check out what we've got, and if you like it, pass it on to a friend, and just spread the word. And hopefully we could grow this thing into something special. So just to kind of dive into some news for this episode, apparently the Pete Hegseth nomination seems to be working out. He has halted Martin Luther King Day, Black History Month, and other celebrations at the Pentagon. He's thrown all that away. He calls it wastefulness. And he's also pulled the security detail from General Mark Milley, and he's probably going to retire with less of a thing. And there's something else that has been going on. It is the federal funding posse type thing. I gotta say, it's a little it's different. I'll say that. So let's get into this here. So if you remember Tim Walz, he is the vice president of a failed campaign. He's also the guy that has gone out of his way to talk about how awesome he is in Minnesota, and that's not the case at all. His governorship has been a complete disaster, as far as I'm concerned anyway. But here he is on MSNBC's very own Rachel Maddow talking about this spending freeze.
The things they went after today are basically a big chunk of what society does, and people like to have clean water and hospitals and safety and roads and airports, all the things they're going after. And you summed it up. There's societies that function like this, where the rich and the oligarchs do everything, and there's some fabulously wealthy people who are basically, not basically, are above the law, and the rest of us are here.
So there's Tim Walz diving in on it. We'll get back to Timmy. And here is something from the press secretary talking about what the Department of Government Efficiency and the OMB office found, that there is something about $50 million taxpayer dollars that went to fund condoms in Gaza. I agree it's a waste of money, but I don't know how true that is. There's a mixed bag on this. There's a lot of people saying it. There's no such thing. There's a lot of people. It's a mixed bag. I personally, if this is a true deal, my God, are we retarded? I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, we do research with animals. You know, like rats, we pump them with full of cancer, and then we see how it goes with certain drugs. I know that goes on. There's a lot of animal testing. That's the word. And again, I'm not sure how accurate this report is, but if it is true, that's a lot of condoms. So here's J.B. Pritzker. He's also talking about, this is the governor, J.B. Pritzker, big, large fella, talking about the freeze. He said, cutting off people from health care, child care, and other services is cruel. The state of Illinois will fight this unlawful order with everything that we have. Like I said, we'll get to it all in a second. Here's Jamie Raskin basically saying the same thing. Federal grant freezes attacks critical public services that we all depend on. Their assault on civil society now threatens fire safety, school lunch, disaster relief, cancer research, law enforcement, etc. And of course, the Democrat Tim Kaine, the illustrious prick from Virginia, he says that included in a lot of this was the buyout of federal workers. He's tricked hundreds of people with an offer. If you accept the offer and resign, he'll stiff you just like he stiffed his contractors. Now, let's just stick on Tim Kaine for a second. We have no idea what's first off the freeze is not on mandatory spending. It's on all the other shit. So all the stuff that these guys are talking about, fire safety, school lunches, cancer research, this is all this is under mandatory in the budget. And it's all stuff that people are still getting. And a lot of these people have already gotten the money because they don't get their checks until the next month. So it's not like this temporary pause is going to affect anybody. But if you're a Democrat, you've got to have something to bitch and moan about. He's also, during this deal, has offered buyouts to a lot of administrative people where their departments are being shut down. And you got Tim Kaine over here talking shit about it. If these guys aren't bitching, I don't think these guys are doing anything, to be honest. Now, of course, here's Tim Kaine one more time. And I mean, not Tim Kaine, excuse me, Tim Walz one more time talking about the freeze in a separate moment in the throughout the day.
Donald Trump's reckless action cut off funding to law enforcement, farmers, schools, childcare, veterans, and healthcare. While he was out golfing, he threw the country into crisis. This is not bold. It's not leadership. It's stupid, buffoonish, childish of exactly what they did. Child care providers across the state, law enforcement, our prisons, things that we count on, individuals on Medicare, things that we know matter to people's lives. And I want to be very clear about this. Minnesota is a state that pays far more into the federal government than we get back. Those are our dollars that he is stealing unconstitutionally. Congress, as I served, as Attorney General Ellison served, appropriates the dollars. This is so far beyond the pale to try and pull these dollars back. And the real thing about this was he has no idea. I understand this. Donald Trump has no idea the implications on this.
Again, he's not pausing discretionary. I don't know how much more we can say this. Anything that is already earmarked mandatory spend type things, your Medicare, Medicaid, child care, SNAP, benefits, all these types of things, that money is protected by Congress. It's not getting touched. The part that was paused is all of the things like the $50 million for condoms in Gaza, or it's examples of that nature, or it's money paid for a useless some useless nonsense. Those are the items that have been frozen, and a lot of it is money put towards things like that. And these guys know it. All of these politicians fucking know it. And they go ahead and they do whatever the fuck they want to do anyway. Just to score political points, to game the system, however you want to say it. And it's really hilarious because this is what happened in Arkansas. 220,000 able-bodied workers in Arkansas receive free health care. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to change that. And this is exactly what is going to happen.
We want to give Arkansas, Arkansans, a hand up, not a handout, in giving everyone an opportunity to live their best life right here in Arkansas. That's why today I'm announcing that our state will seek a waiver from the Trump administration to let us create a Medicaid work requirement. The requirement is simple. If you want to receive free health care paid for by your fellow taxpayer, able-bodied working-age adults have to work, go to school, volunteer, or be home to take care of their kids. 220,000 able-bodied working-age adults in Arkansas receive free health care, courtesy of the Arkansas taxpayer. It cost us more than $2.2 billion each year and growing. Of those recipients, estimates show that nearly 90,000 have no job. Most Arkansans work hard to pay for their health insurance, but many of these healthy adults don't work at all and receive it for free.
So we have a complete crackdown now. Now we have a complete crackdown. So now you have Arkansas saying if you want to receive all this free shit, you got to go to work. Then you've got Donald Trump cutting and freezing non-mandatory spending, and everybody's losing their fucking minds because it's spent on dumb shit, you know, like the condoms in Gaza. So this is Democrats are freaking out, and it's really getting interesting. So you know, it's the things that are being paused is stuff like $37 million to the WHO. Do we really need that? We don't. We really don't. And there was this judge that paused the spending thing. And there were two memos that were sent out, one from the OMB, and there was one that was from the federal government itself. And the OMB conflicting papers, and you're getting sued basically. So what they did was they rescinded the OMB memo. That way, it's a little bit more streamlined when it comes to going to court and going over all this paperwork. And of course, when that happened, every single fucking retarded Democrat jumped on it saying, see how dysfunctional they are? See how these guys are a mess? They don't know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, what has happened in the last 9 days is Donald Trump has executed the executive power that he holds 100%. That hammer has been flying around the room. And there's a precedent for it. And it's called Barack Obama, who wrote more executive orders than any president in my lifetime. And he did it at a crazy rate because he could never get Congress to go in on it. And of course, Donald Trump is not even talking to Congress, and he's just getting after it and just writing an order after order after order and just going for it. And I applaud him for that. Fuck these guys. When you spend a decade, and this is something that has really bothered me, is every Democrat talks about how he's a felon, how he's going nuts and he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a gun, you know. Put yourself in his shoes for a moment. Put yourself in his shoes. You run for the presidency, and whatever happens in 2016, you run for the presidency. Whatever happened in the fucking primary happened, calling people names, you know, mudslinging, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. It's politics. It's running for office. It is what it is. You can't get upset at a guy for it. And that's why I don't think Ted Cruz holds a grudge, because he knows it's just about, you know, it's you're running a race. You know, you do what you can. You do whatever it is that you can possibly do to win. So having said that, put yourself in his shoes for a second. You go to run for office, and as you're approaching the nomination, you get a FISA warrant is leaked. Peter Strzok, Carter Page getting into a deal, and all of a sudden you find out you're being spied on by Obama and Joe Biden greenlighting it. You find out that there's this Russia collusion P-tape nonsense floating around because Hillary Clinton, who's running against you, bankrolls an entire dossier on this. Now, we could debate till we're blue in the face, which is right or wrong, but whether, you know, or whether it was legal or illegal. I mean, it's just, the point is, put yourself in his shoes. He's seeing all this happen. He's seeing all these celebrities who he thought were his friends throwing his ass under the bus. The Access Hollywood tape, for example, as an example. And then he's in the presidency, and it's just an unbelievable constant attack over Russia collusion, from the Mueller report to Adam Schiff in his pub tent talking about shit that he ain't never presented because he ain't never had it. And it's ended up getting him censured for lying in Congress. But having said all that, you're looking at this like, I just won the presidency, and it's not even what I thought it was. Everybody's just beating me up with this dumb shit. And a lot of it is exactly that, dumb shit. And it's absolutely amazing that the Democrats today are crying about how they're all being attacked by him. It's like, what did you think was going to happen? You go through the 2020 election. For another issue there is COVID hits. He had 2.5 to 3 years of a decent presidency. We can argue till we're blue in the face over inheritance of policy from the last administration, good or bad, etc. The point is, he had a 3.5 year run where it wasn't all that bad, and his policies were pretty decent. So, with that in mind, you get into the election, and you're watching this, and you're in the lead, right? You're just watching this, and all of a sudden, they're stopping the count in one state because of a pipe that apparently burst. And another state goes, oh, we'll finish it in the morning. And you're sitting there, and you're just going, what? What the fuck are we doing here? I thought I won this election. I was ahead by 30 points. And all of a sudden, we have to stop the count. We're shutting our doors. We're putting up all these covers so no one can see. Put yourself in his shoes for a second, Democrats. What do you think is going through his mind at that moment? You know, everybody likes to talk shit, but nobody wants to understand. You know, all the Democratic pundits and all of the Democratic left-leaning debate hacks out there continue to talk about how much of a liar he is, how much of a jerk he is, asshole, all this. But none of them want to understand where it's coming from. And that's the thing that's always bothered me. And I just to put this out there, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. I voted for Ted Cruz. He didn't win the primary, and I didn't vote for Trump or Hillary in the presidency. And then in 2020, I wrote myself in because I knew for damn sure I wasn't voting for Biden and his bullshit. Because I know about him, he's a fucking hack, a thief, a liar, a racist. He's done anything and everything wrong over the course of his 50-year career of being a douchebag. I wasn't going to vote for that. And then in the primaries for 2024, I voted for DeSantis. He didn't win the nomination, so I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I wrote myself in again. So I'm not a Trump supporter. As I am a conservative, I'm a Republican, but I'm not a Trump supporter. But I also like some of his policies. And I also like some of the things he's trying. I'm not saying that I agree with it all of the stuff that he's done, said, tweeted, Truth, I guess it's Truth Social now. But he is my president, and he has won the presidency twice, and I I over the last 10 years, whether I agree or disagree, I'm going to support my Republican president. But having said all that, I also understand why he's mad. I understand why he acts the way that he does. Because look at all the shit that went down. Just look at it. And then for four fucking years, you're not even the president and you're getting attacked for not even being involved. And then on top of that, you got Alvin Bragg bringing up bullshit, charging him for fucking falsifying records. Are you serious? For an NDA payoff, which happens on the regular. You have E. Jean Carroll attacking him for defamation because he called her a cunt, because she is one. And he's suddenly liable for sexual assault. And nobody says sexual assault. Everybody says he's a rapist now. And you're just sitting there, and he's just sitting there going, okay, wait and see, bitch. Wait and see. And I understand it. I don't knock him for feeling this way. And then you throw in, not only does he get convicted for the 34 counts, but he is sentenced in a way where he is considered a convicted felon now. And let's not even talk about, that doesn't even talk about the Letitia James fucking, that weird fucking case of evaluating property, which, so, and nobody got hurt. Everybody got their money back. And that apparently is defrauding the state of New York. I mean, it's a charge that wouldn't go to anybody but Trump, because her whole campaign was get Trump. And then you got Fannie Willis in Georgia trying to get him for election interference. And yet she can't keep her boyfriend's dick in his pants. And they're out there running around with the money. They're fucking around, all this shit. And it's like, what is happening right now? So again, I understand why Trump is mad. I understand why he's fucking losing his lunch. I understand why he's about to fucking swing and knock somebody the fuck out. It's not a shock, guys. It's not a shock, you Democratic knuckleheads, to have this happening to you. This is not something that just came out of the fucking blue, you know? And now he's attacking the government waste, and he's attacking all the things you guys love to spend your other people's money on, and you don't like it. But if you had an ounce of dignity in the Democratic Party, if you had an ounce of humility, Donald Trump probably wouldn't be doing any of this. He probably wouldn't even have done another run at the presidency if you didn't fucking try to throw him in jail. You probably would have let it go. But that's not what happened. You fucking Democrats had to have it. You had to get it done. You had to have two impeachments. You had to have 51 douchebags tell everybody the laptop was fake. You had to have a FISA warrant falsified. You had to spy on his campaign for some fucking reason. You had to do all this shit. And you're shocked that he's over here slapping you around? It's even what makes this even worse and opens the eyes of a lot of Americans is when the FBI said, oh yeah, the laptop is authentic. But yet we had 51 people say it was Russian plant. I mean, come on, man. Excuse me. And it makes you wonder what else are you lying about? And then you see each one of these cases fall apart under scrutiny. Some of them, even like the Jack Smith stuff, getting tossed because he wasn't even appointed properly to the special counsel. You just look at all this and you're just like, it's not a shock. He's mad. It's not a shock he's pissed off. It's not a shock that everything is going south. It really isn't. It's not a shock. It's not a shock. And I really hope that all you fucking dummies out there that want to be a part of the Democratic Party, I hope that you guys learn something. See you later. I want to break your soul.